His busiest day of work is election day, so leave it to some talk show host from radio to bug him on this busy day. Chris, how are you?
I'm doing all right, doing well.
All right, we want folks to know that the polls are open until 8 o'clock tonight, and if they're a registered voter for the city of Lansing and they're not sure where they go to vote, how can we help them with that?
Well, we've got a couple ways. There's a link on my webpage at LansingMI.gov/clerk. They can go and look themselves up, or they can simply call my office at 483-4131. And I've got wonderful people who can assist them, make sure they get to the right location.
I wish I was a registered voter so I could help. And something you made us aware of, that the turnout for this election is going to be, what, less than 10%?
Yes, it will likely be less than 10%. You know, 4 years ago when we had a similar primary election for the city council without, you know, the mayor's race up, we had 7.5% turnout. And in fact, in that election, more than half of the people that voted were the absentee voters. So, you know, if you get out election day, you're really going to have an impact. Your voice is that much bigger because there's fewer people voting.
How many people does that equal?
It's about 7,500 people. We'll probably get out and vote today.
How much will it cost for you and your staff to put this election on today?
Well, it costs somewhere in the neighborhood of $50,000 to put on an election in the city. A big chunk of that is what we pay the election workers who work in the precincts all day long, and they put in a long day. They have to be there an hour before the polls open, so they've been there since 6 in the morning, and they will be there past 8 o'clock at night.
What do they pay?
We pay a regular worker $115 for the entire day. So it's not a big wage per person, but, you know, it adds up because we have so many locations. And we are always looking for qualified people. If anybody wants to earn a little bit of extra income and participate in do some civic duty and participate in the election, we'd love to have you. There's an application also on our website at LansingMI.gov/clerk.
Any glitches so far this morning?
No, nothing really. It's been pretty smooth, pretty quiet. One of the more quiet elections I can remember.
Now, are we up to date? Do we have all the high-tech voting equipment?
We do. We have, you know, we've had for a number of years the optical scan ballot readers, so what that does is give voters a second chance if they overvote or do something wrong with their ballot. It gives them a second chance. We have the AutoMark machine that is there to assist people with disabilities to mark their ballot independently. And now, starting last year, we have electronic poll books. So there's a laptop there where the precinct workers look voters up to check them in, and one of the big benefits of that is if somebody shows up to the wrong precinct, the worker can tell them exactly where they need to be instead of that location. So it is really a benefit to voters and a benefit to the city.
We're talking with Lansing City Clerk Chris Swope on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS. Before I let you go, Chris, when will we have the final totals for the election today?
I would think we will have the finals by 10 o'clock, 11 at the latest.
And then those have to be officially registered. What's that process?
We take everything to the county, and the county board of canvassers has to review everything. They will start reviewing it tomorrow, and then next week they will certify the results of the election.
All right. Once again, we want to encourage folks to get out and vote. And one more time, Chris, if people don't know where they go, well, how can they get that information?
Call 483-4131 or go to LansingMI.gov/clerk.
Lansing City Clerk Chris Swope. Thanks so much, Chris.
All right. Thank you, Tony.